Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. It is Monday, August 4th, and a lot of stuff going on here. So let's get right into this, man. Over the weekend, our producer and board op, what else he does here, writer, works on the Corolla Show. His name is Randy Wang. Always nice to see you, Randy.
What's going on, Timmy?
Now, over the weekend, you got your friend's dog high, or you've got your friend's dog got you high?
I think a little of both. I was at a friend's party on Saturday, and we're all just hanging around drinking, waiting for the pizza guy to come, and I decide to whip out a joint because I'm a complete effing pothead nowadays.
Right.
And I said, you know, do you mind if I smoke this? He says, yeah, sure, just watch out. The dog's going to be all over you. And so I start smoking this joint, and the dog starts coming up to me. It's a nice little big lab. And she's real playful and stuff, and she's like, why is the dog so in love with me now? It's like, oh, this dog loves to get high all the time.
He's an addict.
Exactly. So she said, yeah, just smoke some pot in his face, and he'll start doing some crazy stuff, man.
Wow. All right.
So I got high with the dog.
Jesus. Well, you know, that is really a novice sort of entry-level activity when it comes to smoking weed. Like, people have been smoking for a long time. They get beyond that. They don't really do that anymore. It's the, you know, the guys like yourself. You've just been into it, what, for?
I've been really into pot for about 2 months now.
About 2 months. All right. Well, I'll give you about another year, and you'll start to mellow out, you know. Mm-hmm. You won't eat as much. You won't get dogs high. You won't, you know, write crazy ideas and try to sell TV shows and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, right now me and my pipe are still at the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, my philosophy is when it comes to drinking and pot is the phone is never your friend when it comes to getting high or getting drunk.
Oh, I learned that early on.
And another close relative is email. Email is also not a friend. Email is an enemy.
You don't want anything that you can start communicating with people with because you will say stupid.
You've crystallized my thoughts, young man. You know, I try to put it out there in terms that everybody can understand, and then you bring it down to layman's terms, and now everybody can understand what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, do you get your dogs high? I've heard it back and forth. Gina Grad is a big advocate of never do it, never get the dogs high, never let them enjoy a moment. God only
Tim,
knows
it's
why.
It's not that.
What?
It's not that. It's what? Not that they shouldn't enjoy a moment.
Well, it sounds like it, though, doesn't
it? It's like little kids. Let them be dogs. You're not blowing it into their mouth or their nose. You blow it directly into their ear, which, you know, everybody knows. And that hits their brain, like, right away. That could cause some serious damage to your pet.
Oh, no, it does not.
All right, please. All right. anyway, do you get your dogs high? Is it good? Is it bad? Bad experience is good experience. Maybe if you're a vet out there, you can tell us whether it's, you know, doing irreparable damage to your dog or your cat if you get that animal high. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I'm not sure that the comparison there, Ms. Grad, works because, yeah, you shouldn't get your kids high, but your kids grow up to make their own decisions for themselves when they get older, whether they get high or not. And a dog can never make that decision.
And I completely agree. I think that further proves my point.
No, it kills your point. You know, the dogs, listen, a dog doesn't have a job where people are going to die unless he's a police dog.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you shouldn't get police dogs high or firemen or fire dogs.
But if they do get addicted, they might be even better at their job as a police dog.
I don't know.
Because they're going to want to find that real bad.
I don't think so. I think like drug sniffing dogs and bomb sniffing dogs, yeah. You got to keep them sharp.
Ah.
But if you have a dog and, you know, the dog likes to get high and you like to get high, I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean,
but the dog can't make a decision. The dog can't tell you it doesn't want to get high.
Yes, it can.
How?
It can. When you're smoking pot, it jumps on you.
Exactly. I went to get the joint out. I didn't even light it yet. And the dog runs up to me and it knows.
Yes. And you know why else that's a novice move on Randy's part? You don't want to waste pot like that. You shotgun it into somebody else's mouth. You don't waste it on the dog.
All right, but I understand getting your dog high. You know, man's best friend is a dog, and they people out there, they love those dogs, man, those little doggies. And if you're going to, you know, enjoy weed, I think it's rude not to share it with the dog. I think it's a form of animal abuse not to share it with the dog. I mean, you're sitting there getting all crazy. You're laughing at the TV set. You're eating all kinds of pizzas and fast food. And your dog's like, God damn, man, I'm still a dog. I can't do any of this. And then you turn your dog onto a little weed, and you sit there and both watch the same TV show. You both kill a pizza, and it really cranks up the weekend. I don't see anything wrong with it. And if it does take a year or two off the dog's life, well, then so be it. Have you ever seen a dog who's like, 26 years old? He's walking around dragging his ass around. His eyes turn to glass. You can actually shave in the reflection of some of these older dogs' eyes. They're dragging their ass around the carpet. And if they do it long enough, your carpet starts to look like Thomas Brothers' map of the greater Los Angeles area. It's hell for a dog later on in life. That's why a dog's got to enjoy himself. All right, you get those dogs high. And again, if you're a vet and you can tell us one way or the other whether it is doing tremendous damage to a dog, we'd like to hear from you as well. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Billy. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
How old are you?
20.
20. All right. Anytime you still call yourself Billy, you got yourself a dog and you're getting that dog high.
No, actually, it's not a dog. It's a ferret.
Oh, a parrot.
No.
Oh, a ferret. No, oh, a
yeah.
Ferret. All right. All right.
We used to get it high all the time, and they used to love it. Like, we blur in his face.
Right.
He would just start coughing and jumping around. He would just keep sneezing and sneezing, and then he would just go to his drawer and go to sleep.
Wait, he had his own drawer?
Yeah, of course. That's where he sleeps.
Now, when you're blowing smoke into his face, did you have to hold his head steady, or did he enjoy it?
Nah, I just, like, blow in his face, and he knows already.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he just starts hopping around, like, and then he comes back for more.
Yeah, I think dogs are, they're pretty smart. You blow smoke in their face, and they don't initially like it, but then they walk around thinking they're King S for a while. They may even think they're human beings for a while, They
yeah.
may take on those characteristics of, I'm pretty high. I think I'm better than this dude here.
But a ferret is, like, way smarter.
Yeah.
I think.
Do you still have the ferret?
Actually, my mom has him now because we couldn't keep him. We live in an apartment.
Oh, I see. All right.
But, yeah, like, and, like, whenever he sees me, he always, like, tries to go for my mouth, like, smelling my mouth, see if I just smoked or something.
How, what's the ferret's name?
2G.
2G?
Yeah, 2Gangster.
Oh, 2Gangster. All right, that's pretty cool. All right, Babu, thank you for calling, man.
All right,
there he goes. First caller out of the block says a ferret that gets high. It's like the circus here. It's like a freak show. Yeah, enjoy that. Michael in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, yeah. I bought a dog for $1,000 in Las Vegas about 2 years ago. He's two years old now. He's a reindeer chihuahua. And he got into my stash one time, and my sister and her boyfriend freaked out and took him to the vet and wasted $800 and had
a smoke
pump. And it was just a waste of money, and it happened twice.
Oh, Jesus. Now, did the dog pass out? That's why they panicked?
Nah, he just, couldn't, control his bladder. He was kind of, not in control, and they freaked out. And I was like, he'll be fine. It's just some really quality stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Now, is that a decent deal for a reindeer chihuahua?
Yeah, he cost $1,000, so we named him G.
Oh, I see. Name. What do they usually go for when you're not high in Vegas buying dogs?
I don't know. I mean, my sister bought it, and it was a joint decision, and it's the greatest dog ever.
Oh, I see. You didn't do well at the craps table and just went out on a whim and bought it.
Yeah, my sister bought it with her money, not mine. I don't have any money.
All right. Well, tell your sister you want some of her money.
Yeah. Love the goods.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks, dude. Guys out there buying $1,000 chihuahuas. And oh man,
Jesus Christ.
I knew it. I tell you, this audience, they have dogs. They first of all, they love to get high, and the dogs love to get high as well. Franco and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Hey, Franco, how about Jeff in Huntington Beach? You're on the air. These guys can't hear us, man. Jay in Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's going on, Conway?
Hey, how you doing, dude?
Good, man. Yeah, me and my brother, we had this cat, and we'd stick it in a pillowcase, and we'd get it all baked. And it was a type of cat, she didn't come around a lot. But any time when we'd be hanging out and doing that, sure enough, she'd come up, hop in your lap, and she'd be just sniffing, like waiting for some.
Is this a wild cat, or is it you?
Oh, it was my cat. We still got her to this day, actually. So.
Oh, I see. So she was very antisocial, but when the weed came out, she loved you.
Yes, best friend.
All right, but you know that tells me that the dog or the cat, in this instance, enjoys getting high.
I'd agree with that, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, what can you do? Listen.
I mean, all my experiences, I have a lot of experience with pets and that.
Right.
So all of the experience, never a negative one.
Yeah, all right. But, well, good for you, buddy. You know, my experience with dogs is their lives have to be hellish, all right? And I'll tell you why, because I think there's a lot of smart dogs out there. And yet they can't do anything in society on their own. If they're wild, they can cruise around, but they're not really happy. I think when they're wild dogs, they get skittish and they get afraid of cars and a lot of crap out there that can hurt them. So the dog is in the house or he's in the yard, and for instance, you never see a dog with a credit card or his own Gelson's card. You never see a dog with able to drive a car or a bike or anything. So they just walk around, and their nose, they're very sensitive. Dogs can smell. They have a sensational sense of smell. And yet that dog's nose is about 2.5 feet off the ground, which smells worse than, you know, than people are walking around with noses on their face. They're 6 feet off the ground. And you're walking it ass high for all of your life. So when somebody farts, you get the brunt of it right there. And that fur takes a beating. And you're walking around, you know, Kmart or Walmart, and some guy lets loose, not only are you born with a very sensitive nose, but you get the real intense odor of those farts. You know, the ones that haven't dissipated with time and air and wacko right into that nose, man. So you got to do something in life to lose reality, and I don't see why dogs shouldn't get high. I really don't. Let's talk to Robert in Montclair. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
How's it going, Jimmy?
Hey, all right, man.
Yeah, I've smoked with birds, you know, like a parrot. It's actually a lovebird, and we got it high, and they love it, man.
How do you get a bird high?
How do you get a bird high? Hmm. Well, we had it in the car. We hotboxed the car, and it got high.
Wait a minute. The bird is in a box.
No, we were in the car.
Oh, in the car, I see, okay.
Yeah, we rolled the windows up and we hotboxed.
Oh, I see, all right. And so everybody in the car got high.
Yeah, everybody in the car got high and the bird got high.
Yeah, the only problem with hotboxing, though, and, you know, a cop knocks on the window because he can't see because there's so much smoke in there, it's often time off to a Parker Center.
Yeah, well, that actually happened to me one time, and they let us go. He was kind of mean about it, but...
They let you go?
Yeah, no, he let us go, yeah. He let us go. We put down the window, and he was like, what are you guys having a party in here? And I was freaking out.
Was it LAPD?
No, it was a sheriff's department. I'm not sure what...
Right.
That was it.
Yeah. But, LA County Sheriff?
LA County Sheriff.
Yeah, they're usually pretty cool when it comes to weed.
Yeah, I got pulled over a few times, so, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, dude, well, I'm glad you're enjoying that high bird. Malibu Dan used to have a bird that got high, and he still tells a story about his, I can't remember that bird's name. But anyway, Malibu Dan used to have a bird that got high. He was with us on the show years ago, and he's a frequent guest of this program here. And Nigel, I believe, was the bird's name. And he got the bird high all the time. The bird went with him to school all the time. And then I believe the bird got high and was flying around the room. And Malibu Dan and his dopey friends forgot to turn off the ceiling fan. And wacko.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the ceiling fan took out his bird. So if you're going to get your pet high, also probably, you should probably, before you do that, reduce the risk of killing the animal, like turning the ceiling fan off if you got yourself a bird. Whatever you have to do, maybe, you know, don't let the dog swim while he's high. You know, just a little common sense there for you people who enjoy getting those dogs high. Christine in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hi, Tim. I love your show.
Hey,
I love you all the time.
Thank you, baby.
Hey, well, when I was about 18, I had this dog that me and my friends used to get stoned, and she started to like it and would lick the smoke when you blew in her face. But every time I would get her stoned, she would go into my grandma's backyard and rip up her entire irrigation system in her backyard.
The friend or the dog?
The dog. The dog would ruin the entire sprinkler system. My grandma made me take her back to the pound, and I hotboxed her in the car and took her back to the pound.
How long did you have the dog?
I had the dog about 6 months.
Oh, didn't you miss it?
Yeah, I totally did, but my grandma's like, get that demon dog out of my yard.
Well, you know what? You probably had that dog freaked out because you hotboxed it, and the dog probably thought, oh, man, this is great. Another stoning session. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. Who's the guy in the green uniform who's taking me away?
Yeah, I know. I felt horrible, you know. I was like, oh.
Did he get adopted out again, or did they put him down?
You know, I don't think it's a kill shelter because the shelter here in Riverside isn't a kill shelter, so I'm pretty sure that she was adopted out. Plus, she was a young dog, you know. She was only about a year and a half old.
What was that dog's name?
Molly.
Oh, that's too bad. How old were you when that happened?
18.
Oh, that must have scarred you.
Oh, no, no.
No, you don't care. All right.
No.
How old are you now?
26.
Yeah, so you're over it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got any more dogs?
No dog.
Yeah, you've had it.
I got a son, though.
Well, how old's the son?
Two.
Two, not bad. You're not getting him high, though, right?
Oh, heavens no.
Not yet.
Not yet.
What if he's 10 years old and finds your weed? You let him smoke?
No. Not 10, maybe 13.
13, okay. I like to have you as a mom. All right, Christina, thanks for calling, baby.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Oh, that's too bad. Got to take it. You know, I had a dog. You got to take it back to the pound. But at least she hotboxed it before I took it back to the pound. I went to speaking of hotboxing, I guess I can mention who did this. But I guess because he talks about it on the air occasionally. Larry Wax, the regular guys. Back in, she's probably like late 90s. I'm very good friends with Larry Wax. I still talk to the guy, you know, once a month or so. And he's down in Atlanta kicking ass with with Eric, the regular guys down in Atlanta. But I remember I was with Larry the first couple of times he got high. And I wasn't really smoking, so I would drive and he'd get high. And we went to the Forum to watch a Kings game. And he was getting high in the car. And I said, you know, there's a lot of cops around here. I'm going to go in. You get high. I hope you don't get busted. If you do, call me, and I'll bail you out. So he stayed in the car for about 10 minutes and hotboxed himself, got him real crazy. And I go out, and I sit at the Kings game. And if you remember the Fabulous Forum, the Great Western Forum, there was that promenade ring where you can walk around the forum endlessly. You know, the yellow seats, the orange seats, back to the yellow, back to the orange. You just walk around there socializing during halftime or between periods at a King game. So I'm sitting at the Kings game. Remember, they were playing, I think, the Buffalo Sabres. And we're at one end, right behind the net. And I can see on the other side of the forum, I can see him walking around with two beers and two big popcorns and a nachos. I mean, the guy got the munchies instantly and bought himself about $800 worth of food at the forum. So I see him walking around. Now, he's on the opposite end of the forum, and he can't find his seat. And he's walking up and down the aisle, and I'm looking at him. And then he comes around, and he's walking around. He's spilling beer. He's got nacho cheese all over his shirt and crap. And he comes by, and he walks right back, right by where I am, and I don't say anything. And he walks right by all the way to where he was again. Now, he's on the opposite end again. And the guy didn't find the seat until midway through the second period, which is about an hour and a half after he was in the forum. He's just high, walking loops, walking rings around the forum. He finally gets the seat. He has two warm beers now. He's got nacho cheese all over his shirt. He spilled the nachos, popcorn all over him. And he's laughing his ass off. And I said, hey, it's real tough to figure out who the high guy is here at the forum. He puts the beers down on the seat, and he doesn't realize that those are spring-loaded seats. So he puts the beer down, and the beers get flung right back into the row behind us and all over the two dudes behind us.
Jesus Christ.
But it's quite an experience when you first get high or you go to like a public you know, sporting event with somebody who's getting high for the first time. It's a lot of fun to watch. Andrea in Harbor City on 97.1 Free FM. You get your dogs high there, baby? You there?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm here.
You're on there.
I used to get my friend's dog high. He had arthritis. And that dog, you would just hold its muzzle and blow the smoke in his nose. And that was the only time that that dog would get up and walk around or do anything.
Is otherwise, that right?
It would, yeah, otherwise it would just lay in its corner. It wouldn't want to have anything to do with anybody unless you were getting high.
Well, let me ask Gina Grad this then. She's such a, I guess, a stickler for never getting your dog high. This dog of Andrea's here in Harbor City had arthritis. And the only time it'd walk around when it was high. Don't you think that dog should be getting high?
Andrea is doing the Lord's work. Yes.
Okay.
All right. I am doing the Lord's work.
We want another one. All right, Andrea, thank you for calling. All right, folks, is it cool to get those dogs high? Or if you're a veterinarian, call us up and tell us, you know, maybe it's a mess. Maybe we're doing a tremendous disservice. You know, we're all like children here listening to the station. But it is a station where, you know, guys and girls are still going for it, you know? They're getting their dogs high. They're, you know, they're banging around. They're still living, all right? And part of living is, for a lot of our audience, is getting high. And part of our audience has pets, and those pets like to get high with the dog with the owners. You know, what can you do? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's cool to get that dog or that cat stoned, or is that going to be the end of that dog and cat? And so far, we've heard from only people who get the dogs high, and the dogs love it. So if you're one of those people, you know, driving home right now and perhaps you're against this, well, just listen to these stories and how happy these goddamn dogs are. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Is it cool to get those dogs and cats and ferrets and birds high? Or are you shortening the lives of these animals? How dare you people out there? William in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, all right, man.
Hey, man, one time we went and we got a pit bull high on brownies.
Oh, boy.
And that dog freaked out.
Well, I'm not sure if he freaked out more because you were giving him chocolate or weed.
Well, yeah, that was the one part that wasn't too good about it, that we gave it chocolate. But, yeah, I mean, it started snapping on its owner.
Oh, is that right?
What's that?
It went nuts on its owner?
It went nuts on its owner. It started walking around. It was crying.
Wow.
Like, just whimpering. But, yeah, I mean, we usually smoke out animals, and animals like it.
Yeah, they'll tell you if they don't like it, you know?
Exactly. I mean, that dog loves weed, and that's the only thing that keeps that dog from going off on other people is weed.
Yeah, I think dogs are pretty smart. And dogs will tell you, you know, dogs will tell you when he's got a thorn in his paw or where he's not feeling well. Or if he's, he doesn't like the particular crap you're feeding him. So why wouldn't he tell you if he doesn't like to get high? You know, he'd give you some sign there as well.
Hey, a dog will come run after a chop, and I've seen it where a dog will smell the weed in the air, and it'll come run and try to get a hit.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Yeah, dogs are very sensitive. They know, you know, when somebody's smoking weed, you know, four or five, maybe even four or five blocks away. But what's got to be the worst for a dog is a dog gets high all the time, and then either the owner dies or they got to get rid of the dog because they can't have it at the house anymore. They got to downsize, move to an apartment. That dog has to be given to somebody else. And the new owner of the dog gets high but doesn't know the dog likes to get high. And so the dog's sitting there watching this guy get high, and his ex-owner used to, you know, blow smoke in his face. Now his new owner's just bogarting it. And what does it take to get a dog high? I mean, is it a dime bag? How much do they still sell dime bags? Do you know they still sell dime bags?
I don't know if they sell them at the pharmacias, but I know you can get them on the street.
Or lids? Is a dime bag you used to call it a dime bag because it was $10. Is it still $10?
It's not $10, but what's a lid?
A lid? You've never heard of a lid of weed either?
That might be before my time.
Probably, yeah. Or maybe a tie stick. Have you ever had a tie stick?
Never.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I was, when I, you know, I grew up in the 70s in the Valley when everybody knew what those terms meant. Let's talk to a Kay in Chino Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I got to say to Gina that your animals will let you know if they don't like it. I have a cat, and he is the most mellow cat. He's not schizo at all. He's not a fool. Doesn't move even if you're walking over him. He won't move. I smoked him out one time probably 6 years ago.
Right.
He flipped out. Now, if out the bong, take out my pipe, even flick a lighter, he leaves the room. Jam, out of there.
Oh, so he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it. I know all these people are calling in saying that their dogs like it, and I've
right.
seen that.
Right.
But they will absolutely let you know if they don't like it.
Well, that's a straight dog. I mean, you got to respect them for that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, Gina, don't worry, because if they don't like it, they'll let you know, and then you just don't do it anymore.
Plus, I think the station advertises CDs. If your dog is addicted to drugs, you can buy a CD and get the dog off pot or something.
All right, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
All right, thanks, Kay.
Thanks.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Another happy customer saying, if the dog doesn't want to get high, he'll tell you the dog doesn't want to get high. You know, he'll just move on. Let's talk to a Steven, Hacienda Heights. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You get your dog,
hey, Tim, how's it going?
All right, man.
Yeah, I had a dog, and it ate all my stash. It was like about a half ounce of chronic.
Oh, boy.
And I looked a half hour later, it was on the porch, and he took a dump or threw up a big old pile of something. And then he was just laying there on the ground. So I wasn't sure what happened to him after that, but he
yeah.
was foul the whole rest of the night and even in the morning.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at eyeballing the difference. I don't know if we can describe it that way, but that's pretty cool. Yeah, one of the problems in your dog getting high, and it's another problem with, you know, if you do cocaine and you got kids, one of the problems is when your kids get into your stash. And the same thing goes when you get a dog. You get a dog who gets high all the time, you leave for work, that dog's got a great sense of smell, he's going to find your stash, and you might come home to no weed, and a dog passed out. You know, that's another risk you take. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Is it cool to get those doggies high? Let's talk to a Ken in Santa Clarita, you're on 97.1.
How you doing, man?
All right, what's up with you, dude?
Oh, not much, man. Back in high school, we used to go and hang out in front of my buddy's house when his parents would go to sleep and we'd smoke, and there was a stray cat that would always come by. And so one time we decided to, you know, open the door and give him some food, and he came in. And my buddy's all, hey, let's try to smoke, you know, blow in the face. And he loved it. And then every time we'd hang out there, dude, he'd come over. Every single time, every night we'd go and hang out there. And then we decided we named him Chronicles. That was the name we gave him.
Yeah, I wonder if he has, like, you know, five or six different neighbors he goes to get high.
That's what we thought, too. That's what we wondered, too, because we had some buddies that lived down the street. And we asked him, too, have you ever seen that white cat that comes around? No, nobody ever saw him. So we don't know. And he was a stray cat, too, because he was filthy. He didn't have a collar or nothing. He was filthy. But every time, man, it was cool.
Well, you know, that's the perfect cat to get high because the cat doesn't have anybody to take care of him. You know, he's a recluse.
Yeah,
he's out
totally.
There
yeah,
on his own. He's, you know, he's enjoying himself. He's homeless. But,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
To deal with the coyotes and all the crap you got to deal with on the street, where you don't have a warm bed and you don't have a food bowl to go to, you got to compensate for that and get high every once in a while.
Yeah, he fends for himself all day, and then when he wants to party at night, just come down the street.
Did you guys smoke him out every time he came down?
Dude, every time he would come down, if he would come down there, yeah, and we'd see him. Hey, it's Chronicles. Hey, Chronicles.
Hey, did you ever get too cheap where you're like, oh, dude, we can't afford to get the cat high anymore?
No, because we'd bring him in there and we'd just roll. We'd hotbox the car and then if we were smoking, it was like, hey, we'll share it with him too. It was awesome, man.
I'd love to see a picture of the cat in the back sitting in one of sitting up on the. On the back seat, just completely
right,
bombed.
Sunglasses on.
Yeah. Yeah, getting hotboxed.
Totally.
All right, hold on one sec, dude. We're going to send you something here. We got a pair of tickets to SIGGRAPH. Is that right? SIGGRAPH? I don't know what this is. 2008. You know what? It's SIGGRAPH.
Jesus Christ.
SIGGRAPH.org.
What's his name again?
I don't know. It's the L.A. Convention Center, August 11th through the 15th, SIGGRAPH SIGGRAPH.org.
What's his name again?
SIGGRAPH.
Jesus Christ.
SIGGRAPH? SIGGRAPH.
I have no idea what she's saying.
I don't either. Anyway, go to SIGGRAPH. I go every year. It's a blast.
Doesn't matter.
It's August 11th through the 15th. Do you know what this is?
I have no idea.
Can you maybe look it up real quick on the...
Gina's got the prize sheet.
Gina, what is this, SIGGRAPH? What's going on with this?
I'm going to tell you ASAP.
Doesn't matter.
All right, you got a pair of tickets to it. And again, I'm not BSing you. I go every year. I love it.
Get somebody in here that can that calls horse races.
All right, let's find out what that is. That's SIGGRAPH. All right. Let's talk to, let's take another call here. How about Mike in the Valley? You're on 97.1 Free FM. You getting those doggies
on?
Hey, dude.
Love your father.
Thank you, sir.
He was one of the greatest comedians. But,
still alive.
I had a Labrador. And I lived in a house in Van Nuys. Had a dog door. The dog would be out back.
I think he's in Del Mar.
What?
Go ahead.
The dog would be out back. And we'd roll up a joint and light it up.
Is that right?
And then the minute we light it up, the dog would be in front of whoever was holding the joint at the time.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah. And he wanted his shotgun. Yeah. You know, I'm telling you, dogs, you know, they didn't have it. They like their pot.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I remember this guy. And by the way, how's it going now? You still working? Well, I don't want to out this guy. But he used to be one of those guys that used to work at Universal Studios and the Western show. And he'd want to be shot in the chest and fall over the balcony onto a mattress. And he was doing that in his younger years. I'm not sure what he's doing now. Mike, you still working up there at Universal?
No, I never worked for Universal.
Oh, I know. You're so humble. You always, deny you were in show business.
No,
but I remember going as a kid and seeing you get shot in the chest and you'd have that cowboy hat on and fall onto that mattress, man. I always thought that was a cool move.
Yeah, you're so full of it.
That's true, dude.
But I still like you. I listen to your show, and you're
the only show
I ever call up to.
Oh, you're the best, dude. We're going to give you a gift right now. We're going to give you two tickets, and Gina's going to tell you what SIGGRAPH.org is all about. Gina, what's going on with that? Hey, what's going on with that SIGGRAPH?
It is a graphics and interactive techniques convention.
All right.
Jesus
Christ. Pronounced SIGGRAPH?
SIGGRAPH. SIGGRAPH.
I have no idea what she's saying.
All right, SIGGRAPH.org. If you like SIGs, buzz out then. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You getting those dogs high? A lot of great stories. A lot of guys who love those dogs and love those cats. And love them even more when they're high. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
You go, dog.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, August 28th is our next big Commerce Casino tournament. It's going to be as good, if not better, than all the ones we've had there before. August 28th, you have to sign up by August 15th. It's free to sign up, free to play if you get selected. Free food, and they also give about $6,000 worth of prizes out. So it really is a great night. A lot of people have a good time. Almost everybody there has a great time. We never heard anybody really complain about that. And it's, again, free to play, free to get in. And it is you have to sign up on the internet, though, to get yourself a spot. So sign up, and if we select you, you get yourself one ticket to get into the event. To sign up, email us, all right? Your first and last name and your email address. That's all we need. Please don't fill it up with a bunch of crap, and especially about how much you love Randy Wang and would love to have sex with him. We're getting way too many of those emails. All right, so email us, conwayshow@gmail.com, and we'll try to get everybody who emails before August 15th. I don't know, it's going to be a lot of people, but we'll try. Certainly, we'll select about 500 or 600 people, and it's a great event. Again, the Commerce Casino is located between the 710 freeway and the 605 freeway, just off Washington exit there. And it's a Texas no limit hold'em poker tournament. And again, about 500 people play, and around 1:30, 2 o'clock, the winner will be declared. And I think they're giving away up to $6,000 in prizes. So, and they always have great deals on drinks, and the food is sensational. It's always the best event we do for the listeners. So email us your first and last name and your email address to conwayshow@gmail.com. You get those dogs high. Craig and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I've volunteered to take care of my nephew's dog. My nephew likes partaking with his dog, you know.
How old's your nephew?
Oh, he's 26.
Oh, he's
he
fine.
Took off for 2 weeks, and, you know, the dog was with me.
Right.
Well, the dog gets neurotic when he's not around. It takes off, it gets under the fence, disappears, and I put up flyers to get the dog back and stuff, and these kids call me up.
Right.
Go pick up the dog, and the kids go, hey, you know, this dog likes ganja. We're going, what? They're going, yeah, he likes getting high. So, oh, yeah, I know that all too well. Well, I bring him back. I put him in the pen again, in the back fenced area. The dog goes under the fence again and bolts straight for that place. I had to go get him a second time.
You just need to get more weed.
Oh, that's about it. It's a lot more.
Yeah. So do you get the dog high as well?
Oh, yeah. The dog, I turned on Firehouse Dog, and it'll sit there in front of the plasma TV and watch it, whimpering and whining. It's hilarious. I mean, this dog has just got a personality that's something else.
That's great. There's a lot of entertainment in these dogs that are high.
Oh, yeah. I was calling my sister up going, is this really teasing the dog or not? Tell me.
Right.
One way or another, because I'm having a blast with this dog.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, man.
Okay.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Another happy customer. So far, we haven't heard from anybody that says this is terrible for your dog. Your dog might die. It'll kill your dog. People are really into getting their dogs and cats high. What if you can get fish high? That'd be pretty cool. Let's talk to a Stewart in Studio City. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, well, you know, one thing that does happen, what you were talking about, the dogs that partake and then their owner dies and they're given off to somebody who doesn't know that they get high.
Right.
One of the things that does happen is when they no longer get high, they'll stop playing with their toys and they'll stop licking themselves, and they just start thinking what to do with the rest of their life. You know, should they go back to school or, you know, and it's a lot of pressure on a pet, you know?
Right. You know, I can imagine, and you know, maybe you've experienced this or you've seen it, but a dog that can lick himself is, you know, that's got to be, you know, an advantage and probably a very pleasurable thing for the dog. But the dog that can get high and lick himself, can you imagine that? Guy's all, you know, dog's all hopped up on weed, and he's going after his own stick. Oh, boy. What an evening. Taylor in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim. Love
hey.
The show.
Thank you, baby.
Hey, this was several years ago. I had made some marijuana brownies, and my husband and I went out to dinner, and for some reason I left them on my bed. We came back from dinner, the napkin was shredded, and the dog was gone.
Uh-oh.
Finally, the dog came walking down the hallway, walking sideways. Her head was like a bobblehead, and we freaked out, and I called the vet, and the first thing the vet said was, how good was the brownies? And I said, very good, and he goes, oh, what a bummer. But then he tells us, he goes, I suggest that you play some Moody Blues for her and kind of like bring her down and relax. That's what I did the whole night.
That's a great vet. I mean, that guy gets it. So he didn't go nuts and tell you the dog could die or any of that crap.
No, he just said kind of, you know, keep her in a mellow state. And so I just thought, you know, Moody Blues, how mellow can you get? So.
Yeah. It also sounds like you have no kids. Is that right?
I don't have kids.
Because anytime somebody's got kids, the brownies left on the bed is not an excuse when the cops show up.
This was many years ago, back in like the middle 70s anyway.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for the story, baby.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. There she goes, everybody. Well, at least back in the 70s, vets, you know, weren't down on it. And I occasionally hear, you know, some vets, they do get down on dogs getting high because, you know, the dog has no choice. But I think what we've learned tonight is the dog can tell you whether he wants to get high or not. And if he jumps on you every time you smoke weed, that's an indication that the dog's also into it. Tim and Oxnard, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey.
One time, me and a friend, we caught some mice in my house. We kind of corralled them into a shoebox and blew a couple bong loads into their territory. And sure enough, those mice died.
They died because of the weed?
I would say so. You could see their little hearts and lungs going berserk. They were kind of huddled up in the corner.
Wow.
And next morning, I saw a corpse.
Jesus Christ.
So, scientifically speaking, I guess you can OD on marijuana.
Jesus Christ.
What kind of joint are you living in where you can easily catch two mice?
Well, this was like a garage tacked on apartment area.
I see. All
and I didn't see any mice after that for a while.
He stepped it up. Maybe the word got out.
Hey, I want to go to Seagraff.
You do? Is that how you pronounce it? Seagraff?
Seagraff.
Have you ever been before?
I've never been, but I'm in that department, and I want to go this year.
What do you do?
I'm a 3D animator and a 3D modeler.
That's really neat, dude. All right, yeah, we'll give you a pair of tickets to Seagraff 2008.
Sweet. Thanks a lot.
It's at the LA Convention Center August 11th. Through August 15th. Wow, 4 days or 5 days of that, huh?
Yeah, it's a big event. They always, some days they'll have like special talks about certain fields like animation or artificial intelligence stuff. And some days it's just open convention.
Are you a pretty good artist with your hand too, or is it just with a computer?
No, the computer doesn't do anything for you. It's just another tool. It's like saying the pen did it for you.
Oh, I see. All right. All right, well, that's pretty neat. Have you done anything we could see?
No, but I'll have a website coming up soon. I don't want to say it on the
All right, call us back when you get a website. We'd like to check it out.
Sweet. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Hold on one second. All right, guys, going to Seagraph. Look at that. All right, we do news at Gina Grad every single night at 9 o'clock. Gina, what's going on with that news tonight, baby?
Well, Brett Favre can't seem to stay out of the NFL, and lots of men don't like to wear their wedding rings. Oh, we'll talk about this and more after the break.
I'm one of them. Right now, David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 new words... The top 10 new words in the dictionary.
The brand new words.
What's your favorite word?
Number 7.
Number 7.
I'm not going to give it away. It's so funny.
Okay. All right. Letterman's top 10 list is coming up. Top 10 new words in the dictionary. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Jesus Christ. La da da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.